I have a really cheesy idea for how to start this episode.
Okay.
We should count down and then say Happy New Year.
Oh, yeah. There you go. What are we counting down from?
From 10.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Uh-huh.
Here we go.
Okay. 10.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2,
Happy
1.
New Year!
Happy New Year!
Oh, we always did Happy New Year on 1.
Oh, well, we Happy New one. Year.
Happy New Year, though.
This is the special Happy New Year episode, where we talk about changing from 2019 to 2020.
Yay! I am Marjorie, and this is 2020. You are listening to the Positive Finpack Podcast.
My name is Aiden. I'm a public speaker, a business consultant, a corporate trainer, and a professional improviser.
And I'm Marjorie.
And we've been friends for 14 years. This podcast is an experiment.
Where we talk about me trying every diet program under the sun and the moon and who knows where else.
The Positive ThinPack podcast is proudly sponsored by The Art of Change, Skills for Life. Change is inevitable. Progress is not. You make the difference. To learn more, visit artofchange.com. Well, so it's that special time of year where we have all arbitrarily decided that when one month ends and the next one starts, it's more exciting than when another month ends and another month starts.
Man, why you gotta be so down on New Year's?
Honestly, I love New Year's. I'll take a reset button anytime. I think that every day is a reset button, but New Year's is a particularly special time and holds a near and dear place in my heart. I love it very much. I think taking time to evaluate what's working and what's not, making choices about what you want to do differently, what you want to try in the upcoming year. I love it. I'm all about it.
I am too. I am like so superstitious about New Year's. It's ridiculous. It's my most superstitious holiday.
Superstitious. I'm going to want to find out more about that. First, I feel like I need to tell our listeners. So if you listen to our special holiday episode, you're probably wondering if there's an update on the Brazilian diet. And we're going to hold off on any updates for now because we're recording these episodes really close together. Instead, we're going to just focus on taking a look back at 2019 and mostly taking a look forward at 2020.
Okay. I like the forward thing.
I think you got to look back to look forward, man.
Okay.
And this isn't easy for me either. Like, I had a great year and then I had a terrible year. And I'm not going to go into a lot of details about me, but I think that taking a moment to be like, yeah, that one thing went great is helpful. And knowing what didn't go great, also helpful.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what I think. But I want to come back. I'm circling back around to the word superstitious. That's an interesting word to use. Tell me more.
Okay, so there's a lot of superstitions about New Year's, but the one that I subscribe to the biggest is that whatever you do on New Year's Day is what you're going to be doing the rest of the year.
Oh, man. Now, can you remember what you were doing on New Year's Day last year?
I believe I slept late, and I did a whole bunch of nothing. Which pretty much sums up my entire year.
That is fair. I have no memory of what I did on New Year's Day last year. It's my stepdaughter's birthday, so I make the assumption that we were doing something related to that, but I am going to take a look back. I'm actually going to go back in my calendar and see if I can find...
Oh, we need to have that music again.
Let's see. I have nothing on my calendar, so it will remain a mystery.
I feel like that's probably been archived, though.
No, I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff on my calendar for that week,
Oh, okay.
but New Year's Day was
Yeah.
left blank.
You mean all was quiet on New Year's Day?
I probably
Sorry.
slept in and did
I couldn't
nothing.
resist. I'm so
All
sorry.
is quiet on New Year's Day.
Sorry.
Yeah, all was quiet on New Year's Day. I probably slept in. I know that for New Year's Eve we did what we're planning to do this year, which is we went over to another family's house and did a kids' New Year's, and we counted
Yeah.
down. We did the countdown and watched a recording of the ball drop when we decided the kids looked like they were close to a meltdown. So we did an early New Year's Eve at like 8:39 p.m.
Was gonna say, I think Netflix has it to where you can do it like so that the ball drops at 9 or something.
Yeah, that's smart. So yeah, we mostly all the parents just checked in with each other, and we were like, oh yeah, one kid is already crying, so now is the time for the countdown. And it was great.
7:53 and a half.
It was great. So that meant that I actually got a good night's sleep coming
Yeah.
into New Year's Day. One thing I definitely have made a decision about in years past and have held to is I'm not interested in waking up on New Year's Day hungover. The first day of the year, I don't want to have a hangover. If I sleep in, I feel like that's taking care of my body. But sleeping in because I got wasted is not taking care of my body.
I feel like I've been like that for a few years now, where I mostly try to get a good night's sleep. So I love fireworks, I really do.
Even though you're a
But
dog owner?
well, they don't usually bother my dog.
That's awesome.
She's been pretty sensitive. So I'm also the person that feels like in residential areas where the houses are close together and everything, that it's just not a great idea for fireworks. That's something that one should do when there's land and there's, you know what I mean? I guess I really like fireworks, but I think there's a time and a place for them. I only did fireworks when I was with my dad, who lived out in the country, and where the houses were really far apart and it didn't hurt anybody. And we would put the fireworks in the middle of the road that no one went down, and so there was asphalt and and all. We were fairly responsible about them. That said, I live in the suburbs now, and fireworks are legal where I live. And when I lived in the city, I was the one that called the cops on people for the fireworks. Well, I've always lived in apartments, and it's really stupid to set off fireworks in an apartment. So, I just, that's a whole lot of people that you could burn their house down at once. And so I just never was super fond of them in the urban areas, other than, when you go to the park and like the symphony is playing in the background and,
Okay, but
they're
so the
organized.
what do fireworks have to do with being superstitious?
Oh, but I'm saying, we were talking about like waking up hungover and
Oh
getting a good
yeah.
night's sleep. Okay,
Oh
so that's really hard to do where I live because the fireworks don't usually stop until about 2 to 3 a.m.
Okay,
because all
got
the
it.
kids, and that's legal, so I can't even call the cops on
Got
them. So it
it.
sucks.
Okay, now I'm with you.
So
Now I follow.
yeah, so I want to get a good night's sleep, but as I recall last year, so I try every year for the last several years. And as I recall, last year, the fireworks did not stop early at all. And it was really hard because I was trying to sleep. And so what I remember of New Year's Day was just sleeping in way too late and not getting anything done and kind of beating myself up about it and just watching TV and being lazy. And that, like I say, pretty much sums up my year.
Got it. So then you're thinking pretty seriously about how you want to start 2020.
I do every year. I think about all the things I want to accomplish in the year, and then I try to do something that's kind of symbolic of that. And I tried to justify being all lazy and stupid last year and say, oh, I'm taking care of myself, but I wasn't. I was just procrastinating. If push comes to shove, really, I was just procrastinating.
Right, because it
And
seems like you could budget sleeping in a way that does feel like taking care of yourself. Like you could say out loud, because the fireworks are going to be going off till 3 in the morning, I am going to sleep until 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And then I'm going
oh,
to get
God.
up, have a cup of apple juice and a piece of toast, and make my list of whatever for the week or whatever it is, like the one thing you're going
Yeah.
to do when you get up. And then I'm going to reward myself by going back to sleep or whatever, or with a cup of orange juice. I don't know.
Well, so one of the themes for this year has been that I just can't seem to get it together to like wake up early enough to get to work on time. And by on time, I mean within even 15 minutes of on time. A lot of times I'm like an hour late. And that's just not cool because that actually affects more than just I'm running late. That affects also my bottom line. And that's not good. And so while I actually work at a really nice place where they don't really much care where I'm there, whether I'm there or not, as long as my job's getting done. And I've gotten my job done. So I want to wake up early. I want to wake up early and I want to go for a walk. These are my goals for this New Year's. The other superstitious part of New Year's is I never, ever, 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 ever do laundry on New Year's.
Whoa, why?
Because someone will die
What?
if you do laundry. I'm not kidding. Look it up.
What the hell?
I never do laundry on New Year's because, yeah, it washes away somebody. I know, which is also a really good excuse not to do laundry.
Oh my God, that's
But
horrifying. I'm freaking out. I don't know if
I
we
don't want
did
to be
laundry.
responsible. I don't want to be responsible for somebody dying on my watch because I was the asshole that did laundry.
I am so glad that you said that. I bet some of our listeners have never heard that either.
Oh, it's a thing. It's like a total, like there's a lot of New Year's superstitions and stuff. A lot of, you have to eat the black-eyed peas and the collard greens. And let me tell you, my family has a lot of those, but a lot of that food I don't really like. And so it was always like begging me to eat a bite of black-eyed peas, but you're gonna have the worst luck. And I'm going, really, really? But yeah, the laundry thing, I do not do laundry because I'm not gonna be responsible for somebody dying.
Wow.
I know.
That's really, I also, oh, okay. So I just looked it up as you suggested, and
It's a thing.
it's a thing. It's number two on the list of 10.
Like it's a huge thing.
Number one is no sweeping
Right,
or
because
dusting.
well, unless you do it in a very particular way. So I think it's Chinese people, like you can sweep inward and then you empty the dustpan out in the backyard.
And then, yeah, no laundry. And
But laundry is a big no-no.
then wear new clothing. You want to look your best.
Right.
Oh, that's
Because
on
it sets the tone for the year.
New Year's Eve. That's when you're supposed to wear new clothing. You're supposed to get a new outfit for New Year's Eve. That sounds like a retailer superstition that
Right.
I'm just saying that one sounds false. Say no to chicken.
I saw that one. The
Because
one I like too that I want to do this year actually, but then I don't know that I want to be up at midnight is at midnight to open both the doors to let all the bad spirits out.
I like that. That sounds nice.
I like that too. And you want to let them out and don't impede them going out.
I always wondered why there were fireworks on New Year's Eve, and this list tells me why. It's a
Why?
superstition. I did not realize that. So actually,
Oh, because you're supposed to like bang all your pots and pans and make a lot of noise and stuff.
yeah, you're supposed to ward off evil spirits,
Yeah.
and you're supposed to hang lemons in doorways as another
That
way of
makes
keeping the
sense.
good energy flowing. Avoid crying cats. Sorry, I'm a cat owner. There's nothing I can do.
Oh my gosh, but don't let them cry.
Well, they it's
Keep
hard to
them
tell the
happy.
difference. run away from mewing cats. Sorry, I
Yeah.
can't do that because they're like, I'm hungry, and also pet me. Anyway, yeah, open
You
the
need
door
to
if you're like that.
anticipate those needs.
You know, I always do this one. It says, be debt free. Our superstition is that you should pay off any outstanding debts. I always do that. I always make sure my books are settled before the New Year's.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Well, and then I saw one about wheeling around an empty suitcase or something.
An empty
Yeah,
one.
so that you can travel more. And I thought, huh. But I'm not, I'm a homebody. I'm not like super travel-y.
But I'm
So
sure
I
there's like
might.
a list of 1 million things, and if you did all of them, you'd just be so busy the first day of
But
the
I can
year.
tell you one thing I won't be doing is laundry.
Yeah, I promise not to do laundry or sweep on New Year's. I've heard of the like, the more whoever you're doing it with on New Year's Eve, that's who you're going to do it with for the rest of the year. I've heard that.
Oh, I've not heard that one.
Maybe it's just a friend of mine who said that. I don't know. But
That's
I'm married.
awesome.
Yeah, I'm married, so it's not a
Oh my
thing.
gosh,
Yeah.
self-fulfilling prophecy.
Right? That's pretty awesome. Well, I'm sure there are different superstitions in every culture as well. So I just didn't, you've opened my eyes to a whole new set of things to read. How exciting.
Well,
But
and now you know. So if your husband's like, "Hey, I don't have clean socks," she'll be like, "Too bad, so sad."
are you
Tomorrow.
kidding? He's the one. Are you kidding? He's the one who does all the laundry in this
Oh, we'll tell
house.
him. Maybe he's trying to
I don't think it's interesting. I'll have to ask him about it. I don't think he's going to be inclined to do laundry on New Year's Day because it's not his typical laundry day and he's a creature of habit. But let us not get too distracted by all these hilarious superstitions. Let's
No,
focus a little
so
bit.
yeah. So my big plans, like you say, get a good night's
Well,
rest,
before
wake up
you get
early.
into big plans, I want to make sure we take a moment to look back. So I did a
Okay.
little look back just to the first day of the year, and so did you. But
Okay.
I want to ask a broader question. When you think of the previous year sort of as a whole, are there any keeps? Are there any, like if you were going to evaluate everything with a really simple stop, start, do more, what would be your stop based on the previous year's habits? What would be your do more of based on the previous year's habits? And what would be your start something new? And that will, that'll get into our goals and stuff.
I think my stop is going to be just staying at home so much. I think that's one of the things that I have done more of this year, where I've just, not gone out except in my car. And so I think the do more is forcing myself to get up, get dressed, and get out there. One of the things that I did was one of the reasons I stayed home so much was to spend time with my dog. And because she was not in enough well health to, like in other words, she's not been doing well. And so all the little activities that she and I used to do together, I haven't really done because I know, that's a lot to ask of her. But that's not to say that we can't just go on a walk, she and I. I want to continue to spend the time with my dog while I have it, because this next year, that's probably, I mean, if what everything, all the like legit peer-reviewed studies and doctors and in her life say, this is probably at some point I'm going to be without her. So I want to enjoy her while I have her. But I think that we can do some activities and just her and me, and not necessarily do social things where I'm putting stress on her by you know, taking her out to eat with me, or you know what I mean? I
Yeah.
think I want to just like go on simple short walks together, or maybe take her to the park and watch the squirrels and things like that, where we're outside.
That's sweet. Oh, that's very sweet. That's a really good do more. I love that.
So that's, yeah, that's one of my do mores.
I love that. I think for me, my stop is I am keenly aware of some interesting things that show up mentally that where I get in my own way of success at whatever it is I'm doing.
Preach.
Yeah, so I need to, it's time to stop doing that sabotage cycle. It's not helpful. Nobody really likes it. I think it's really relatable. But, you know, like I'll have a great idea and then I'll come up with a million reasons why I'm not going to move forward with the idea until later, which is a dumb choice. It's like, just do the idea. It's a great idea. Everyone agrees it's a great idea. So I want to stop getting in my own way. My do more, I want to do more of this, the not just this podcast, but I find digging into people's habits and experiences and stories to be super fascinating. So I want to do more of this and carve out time in my busy schedule to make that happen. So I'm excited about that. That's definitely a do more of. So do
Oh,
more positive
ditto,
impact.
ditto,
Yeah.
mega dittos. No, ditto. Yeah,
But
I
also,
absolutely.
you know, I want to talk to more people.
Yeah, I absolutely concur. And you know, there have been people that I've thought of for guests for
Oh,
us.
nice.
Yeah. And that are completely relevant to our little podcast. I'd like to continue to do our podcast for sure. I think it helps keep me accountable, which is what I wanted from it in the first place. And I think that it kind of gives me motivation to get out of my head and you know, maybe think about it before I put that cheeseburger in my mouth.
Yeah. Well, I think this is a place where our listeners, you can help us. If there are people that you would like to hear interviewed on the Positive Thinpact, or if you would like to be on the Positive Thinpact as a guest, please reach out to us. Send us an email, positivethinpact@gmail.com. Leave us a voicemail at our Positive Thinpact Anchor FM page. But we would love to hear from you, people that you think that we should talk to, or even yourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. I wasn't like setting out to be like all, how do I say it? You know, I almost feel like instead of Positive Thinpact, we should have called this the During, because I feel
Ooh.
like the During is kind of messy. And I really kind of wanted the unvarnished. This is what it's like to try to embark on this. And because we get a lot of success stories out there, and we get a lot of, you know, it was all great. And if I did it, you can too. And, you know, and just the before and the after, but never the during.
Or even
But
the durian.
wait, that's a fruit. That's also
Yeah,
an
but it's like
orange.
it smells rotten, it's disgusting, but then it's one of the best things ever.
Really, I've never had one.
Me
I just know
neither.
what it looks like. Well, how do you know it's the best thing ever?
It's famous. It's famous for
Oh, I
smelling
know,
bad and
famous.
tasting amazing.
Yeah. sorry, something vulgar and funny came into my head. as am I? No. Anyway.
Sorry, I didn't mean to distract you. Yeah, I totally hear you. I think that that makes a lot of sense. The Positive Impact is a catchy, I think, memorable name, but calling it the During would be more accurate for sure.
Yeah. But that said, I know people. There are people in my life. There are people that would be willing to be interviewed, that have been successful and talk about the thing that they've done. But I've kind of held off on even suggesting it because that's a lot of what you get out there
Yeah.
is, you know, hey, I did this thing and it was great. And if I can do it, you can do it. And that's not really what I'm about because there's that stuff usually just makes me feel worse. Like, why
Yeah.
can't I do it?
I actually
So.
really appreciate that. I think that that's another do more of. I think that the more honest and transparent and messy that you can be and are willing to be for our listeners, the better it actually is for you in the long run. Because I do think that it's really normal for people to feel like they have to hide their reality because they want their reality to be a finished product. And life doesn't work that way. Nobody's a finished product until you're finito and in the ground, and then people can look back and see what you became. But I think the rest of it is a journey, and that's we're on a journey here. So you've got this lofty goal that you set last year of dropping 250 pounds through this crazy method of trying every diet, which you may or may not accomplish, and you may or may not accomplish it in the way that you think that you're going to accomplish it. Like, we don't know. We're on a journey. So
Right.
The more honest you can be, is the better, is what I'm saying in way more words.
Yeah. And so while I would like suggestions of people to interview, I mean, if it's just going to be a bunch of, you know, well, I know so-and-so and so-and-so did great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like one of those every now and then's cool, but you know,
Yeah.
I mean, that's not really our brand.
I would love to talk to, I'd be super interested in talking to researchers and doctors and people who are into meditation.
Yes.
And like all kinds. Yeah.
So yes, unless the people that did it are willing to like get into, you know, tell me about the bad times.
Yeah, what was it like and what is it like? I think that would actually
Yeah.
be really interesting, because here's what I know about people who have successes, you know, like they have strategies for when they know they're going to be tempted. They have strategies, and a lot of that strategy includes having the temptation item, but then having a get back on track strategy.
Yeah. But then some of that stuff, man, I guess as somebody who's yo-yoed almost all my life, some of that stuff is just crap, man, where it's like, oh,
Yeah.
well, you know, you can have the piece of cheesecake, just have the point and take a bite and then put the rest away. And it's
Yeah, I
like,
don't know how to do
what if
that
they don't
either.
take it off my table right away and it's there and it's mocking me? Yeah. You know, and it's like,
Yeah, last night my husband and I went to see Star Wars, and I had some popcorn, and then I had some more popcorn, and then he got up and went to the bathroom, and I had like a lot of popcorn, and then he came back and I handed him the bag, and I was like, this can't stay here with me. Because,
right.
you know, like 4 bites in, I didn't want more popcorn.
Right.
But I kept eating it, and it, you know, so there, I, you know, for me, the strategy has been to hand it off to him because he doesn't seem to have that issue. But,
yeah,
you know, I don't know what a good strategy is. But okay, but we can dive into those things
yeah.
over the course of the coming year. Here's what I want to know. So you get excited like I do about New Year's. So I know that you've already been thinking about what your goals are, what you're like, you like setting New Year's resolutions.
Oh, absolutely. I love them.
So let's hear where you're at with those.
Okay. So, I think, of course, you know, I have some career goals that you and I've talked about where
Yeah.
I kind of want to go further, in my career. And I don't know, it's probably going to be at another place, and that's nothing towards the place I work at. It's just far away.
Well, not only
And
that, but your skills are not really being fully utilized in the work that you're doing currently at the employer that you're at. There's not really an opportunity for you to be doing the job that you have an advanced degree to do. So, you know, it's like, it doesn't make a lot of sense for you to stay there longer than you have to, because you should be doing the work that you're qualified to do.
Yeah, but here's the thing is, you know the old adage, you use it or you lose it. I haven't been using it for a while, and so I feel like I'm starting to lose it, and I know it'll come back as soon as I use it again.
Yeah.
So that's one of my goals, is to try to do some career development.
Good.
Coursework. And but then another part of it is to try to possibly do real world projects that use my skills, because I also really hate busy work. Like, I really hate busy work. This was, I think this was why when I went back to college, it took me so dadgum long to get through it, is because it seems like half of it is just, in service of nothing but to give you something else to do so you get off their back, And that just bothers me. I think that's one of my least favorite things about where I'm at, is I feel like a lot of the things that I do is in service of no purpose. It's like, maybe once every 4 months, somebody's looking for it, and I'm going, oh, yeah, that'll take me about an hour to get to you, because I hadn't been doing it for the 4 months. And so it's busy work, and I hate busy work. Like, I've always hated it. And so I just, it's, I want to feel like I'm contributing to a purpose. And for me, what motivates me is often the bottom line, and contributing to making things more efficient and more or less costly. And so I'm looking, and I want to do projects that will, let me utilize and expand my skills, but that actually serve some sort of purpose, which will probably mean volunteer type projects. And that's okay. I'm happy with that. And then I want to just force myself to get out of my comfort zone and network more. I feel like I'm pretty good once you get to know me, but I think I have a lot going against me as far as there's a lot of me. And people are just, I'm in one of the fittest cities in America. People are just not super into, making adjustments for you, or even feeling like you should have adjustments made for you because you're a certain size. And so I think I've kind of turtled and gotten in my shell because I haven't wanted to do that. I honestly felt like before I got this job that half the time I'd show up to an interview and I could almost read the, oh my God, how much are you going to cost our insurance? And
Yeah.
no, I mean, I'm not kidding on that
I
one.
know you're not. That's rough. I keep thinking that Lizzo's going to change that landscape for you, but I don't know.
I don't know. I want her to, and I think she's amazing and positive, and it's great. And then, I read something, I want to say it was like, I think it was even a Statesman article about Lizzo and how she's changing the world and everything. And oh man, you read the comments, and it's just such trash, and it's all about how
Don't read
fat
the
she is.
comments.
I know, but the people are the comments.
Stop
Like,
reading
these are
that.
the
Ugh.
people. But these are the people that are
They're all
interviewing
12-year-old boys who are trying to sound important. Their
me.
parents told them to go to their room. They're like, I'm gonna go look for
Oh
something to make some comments on. I mean, for real.
man, they just, but for real, they like, when you're in bro tech culture, like that's who's running the world right now. And it's really hard to kind of carve out a space for yourself. And there seems to be this just amazingly strange myth that fat equals stupid. I do not understand where this came from, or, I
It should
just.
be the opposite. People should assume, look, if they're going to assume anything, if they're going to assume inactivity because of weight, then people should assume that that allows for lots of thinking time. You should all be assumed to be brilliant.
Right? You would think. I don't know. I just, like I say, there's so much negativity out there still today. You would think that we would be past this, but I think as we try to get past the things that are just horrible, it's like, everybody's got to feel superior to somebody. And right now it feels like, fat people are the last, like, socially acceptable thing to, completely. And I realize that's even changing to some degree. I mean, the fact that, I see things like people writing to companies demanding that they really practice size inclusivity, and I'm going, whoa, I wouldn't have thought that. Like, I wouldn't have thought to do that. I would, and so, the younger generation, I have hope,
I
to
mean,
some degree, because.
have you ever gone into an interview and just been like, I Here's what I think you might be thinking. You might be thinking, big girl, uh-oh.
No,
I've
never, you know, I haven't, because what if they say, yeah, I think for me, there's just so much that goes along with that, that I,
yeah, well, you gotta,
I don't want to cry in the interview.
Well, you gotta follow it up with a, here's why you should not be distracted, you know, like my,
yeah,
the reason I bring it up is because I think you might be distracted from how qualified I am for this role based on what you're seeing in front of you. And here's what I want you to see, and just like own it, but then move past it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And maybe that's difficult because I'm not past it. You right? know, all the body. Well, and I mean, for all the, you know, Lizzo lovers and body positivity, I did not grow up that way.
I know you didn't, Marjorie, but I said it when we started this podcast, and I stand by it. I think if you really want to change your health, I think you're going to have to learn to love yourself.
I know.
I'm sorry.
I'm trying. I'm trying. I really am. I'm trying to immerse myself into that way of thinking, and I'm getting to where I no longer, you know, hate myself for that, and I'm getting to where I'm more willing to demand accommodations and be like, you know,
yeah. And you know,
so I'm the fat girl that's walking with a cane right now. Like,
yeah, but so what? You know, but you're walking with a
my
cane.
Money's as green as all those skinny people.
Yeah, but if all your, if the job, look, if the job entails you sitting at a computer and doing computery things, then they shouldn't be so worried about it. And I understand why they would be for insurance stuff, but like, who do you want? An attractive person sitting at your computer that doesn't do the job well? Or do you want somebody who's going to excel at the job, save your company money, and be more efficient overall? Just because they don't look the way you expect, would you pass that up? And if people say yes, you don't want to work for them anyway.
I completely agree. I completely, and I'm starting to get to that way of thinking. Like I say, I'm starting to get around to the whole, you know, no, I'm an asset. I'm not, you know. And
yes,
like I say,
yes to that. Big yes. All right. So you've got career goals. That's one of your resolutions.
Goals. Another one is being outdoors more.
Love it. That's good. That's going to be good for Ladybug as well.
Yeah, that's going to be good for her. That's going to be good for me. It'll be good for, you know, my vitamin D levels.
Yeah.
Another one is really just, how do I want to say it? Like sitting with my diagnoses. And I know that goes back to, but I am finding out as I've like, I don't know, joined different Facebook groups and seen kind of how other people think and everything. I'm finding out that there's people I have things in common with that. And I always thought I was a really good, like, for instance, advocate for my medical health and stuff. And I'm finding that maybe that's not okay. And I think I'm just so used to being ashamed that, for instance, some of the symptoms that are less desirable in me, I think, and this is a very recent discovery for me, I think can be attributed to my polycystic ovarian syndrome diagnosis.
Interesting.
Yes. And so it's kind of, I don't know, I feel like, you know, that movie, Light Bulb.
That's exciting. So
yeah.
I love that. So one of your resolutions is to really sort of like dive into what does it mean to have this diagnosis and what do I do about it and how do I advocate for myself, that kind of thing?
Yeah. And how do I advocate for myself and not just accept, well, you lose weight as the be all end all encompassing answer.
Nice.
I think, you know, well, what would you say if I wasn't overweight? How would, you know?
Yeah. You know, and my friend, Mariah Brown, who some of you may have already heard her name if you're members of the Beyond the Red Tent Facebook community. I believe she has a podcast as well. She shared with me a really nice system for evaluating what doctors offer as solutions. And it's got the acronym BRAIN. And I'm not sure, she's a midwife, so she probably got this in her midwife training. So some of you will have already heard this, but so let's see if I can remember. BRAIN stands for, B is for benefit. So you ask, what's the benefit to this intervention that I'm being offered by the doctor? R is for, risks. R is for risks. What are the risks if I accept this intervention? A is for alternatives. Are there alternative solutions? So that's kind of what you're saying. Like, if I wasn't fat, what would the solution be? I is for instinct. So that's what is your internal intuition and instinct tell you about this intervention that's being offered? And then N is finding out, if you were to say yes to this intervention, what would the next steps be so that you can fully evaluate what they're offering you? So they're like, well, we're just going to give you more drugs. So you're like, great. Well, what's the benefit if I take more drugs? What's the risk if I take more drugs? Like, what would the interactions be? Right.
Right.
Et cetera, et cetera. And I think, you know, like, obviously there's a benefit to losing the weight, but what's the risk? Might be an interesting question. In terms of that, I just think it's a cool acronym. Listeners, grab it if you want it. but yeah, I think I fully celebrate and support you becoming more of an advocate for your health. I love that.
You know, it's funny you talk about acronyms in relation to, and this is horrible, in relation to like the medical community and everything. And all I can think of is when I used to work for a hospital system and did meeting minutes for a couple of physicians associations. And I remember at one time them talking about HONDAs. Have you ever heard about that one?
No.
Hypertensive, obese, non-compliant, diabetic.
Jeez.
And I forget what the A is.
Assholes.
I know, right? Maybe. I'm not sure.
Sounds so name-call-y.
It does. But I mean, and this was, you know, this was like in the late 90s. Yeah, like doctors just sitting around talking about their patients like this. So this is a culture that has invaded the medical community for a long time, too. This way of thinking is extremely pervasive. And like I say, it's really new to me to think, you know, because I've always felt like I've had really good doctors where I'm just like, okay, yo, I know I need to lose weight. But I do know that when I see a new doctor, they're always like, okay, so you've got diabetes, I'm sure of it. And you've got high cholesterol. And I'm like, no, I don't.
Right. Like,
really, I don't. And then I do the battery of tests and they're like, well, you don't. You're not even pre-diabetic. And I'm like, well, that doesn't run in my family.
Right.
And they're like, you know, and well, and then, or like this liver scare that I had last year or year before last with the whole non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, and where, you know, they're just like, well, you have a fatty liver and blah, blah, blah. And then I start talking to women in my family. It was like, yeah, they told me I had a fatty liver 45 years ago. And I'm going, really? You know, so apparently that's a thing that runs in my family. That's not a big deal.
What a trip.
I know, it's a total trip. And so, yeah, but that's really new for me to think, you know, well, what if I was thin? Would you be treating me differently? Because I always go into a situation with a doctor thinking, you know, I know I need to lose weight. I know they're going to tell me to lose weight. I'll be honest, right now I'm having a lot of problems walking. I really desperately need shots in my knees because, you know, my knees are super arthritic and have been, and have been for longer than I've been this overweight, and have been probably just a huge contributing factor. It was, you know, I tore my ACL 20 some odd years ago and weighed a lot less then. And yet I have been avoiding going to the orthopedist because they always say something, or they'll give me a card for a bariatric surgeon, or, you know, and I'm just like, you just put the shot in my knee and then I can walk and then we're fine. And, you know what I mean? And it's like, I just, And so I don't feel comfortable going. And then you think, well, go find a different doctor. But I have to tell you, I'm going to the best doctors in town.
Yeah.
And so I just kind of avoid it until I just absolutely need it, and or try to find different ways to deal, and or even just the fact that I avoid going to the doctor because I don't want to be weighed.
Right. That
the
doesn't
last
seem good.
time, well, the last time I went, it's so funny. I had an afternoon appointment. It was for a physical, and I was kind of dizzy and a little dehydrated. And, they were doing these blood tests and everything. And so then the nurse practitioner, when she was ordering these tests, I'm like, okay, I'm going to need to drink some water before I go down there. And she's like, well, why are you like this? And I'm like, oh, because I didn't eat today. And she's like, why didn't you eat today? And I said, because you were going to have to weigh me.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, and if I eat two meals before you weigh me, well, then I'm going to be 5 pounds heavier at least.
But what's five? See, to me, I'm like, that shouldn't make a difference, because 5 pounds, when you're talking about the numbers that you're talking about, it's just 5 pounds.
Overall, but when it's, you're rewarded for losing 5 pounds versus it's like, well, you're 5 pounds heavier, or
yeah.
You didn't lose anything. And it's, you feel like you're on the naughty mat. I mean, I'll
oh,
be
man.
Honest. I really do. I am such a child sometimes when I go to the doctor, and it, I never occurred to me, like never in a million years occurred to me that, oh, if I didn't have this weight, you would actually be trying to figure out what was wrong with me.
So I'm really happy to hear that you're going to start advocating for yourself more. So, are those the goals?
Yes, those are the goals. That's, yes, I have career. I have continuing this. This is the thing that I really need it to get back to. And there is putting myself out there as far as networking, as far as going outside, as far as, just joining the world more and saying, no, I have just as much right to be here as anybody else.
Nice. I'm loving these goals. So, so what's the first step? New Year's Day, you're going to sleep in, and then what?
No, I'm not going to sleep in New Year's Day. I'm going to make myself get up, damn it.
Okay, so you're going to get up, and then what?
And then I'm going to put on my cute workout outfits, and instead of laying around the house in them, I am going to take my dog for a walk. Even if it's only 5 minutes, it's going to be a walk.
I love that. So, I thought for setting New Year's, we could play an improv. Well, it's not an improv game. It's more of a pre-show. Well, what we call it is setting intentions. So as opposed to resolutions, we call these setting intentions. And the way it works before a show is all the improvisers get in a circle and we take turns saying something that would be cool if it happened. Just setting some intent. Like if we're doing an improvised musical, I might say something like, I would love to initiate an interesting character. Something like that. And then, or maybe I'd be like, I'm going to start a dance number, something like that. And the way it works is typically the way intentions work, people just say them, they just throw them all into the center. And at the end, they do like a hand squeezy thing. But one of the groups that I was in started a tradition with this that I thought you and I could use, this Girls, Girls, Girls improvised musical. The way they set intentions is they say, after each intention, they say, I'll allow it. It's like you get permission.
Ooh.
Yeah, you get permission now to do this thing. And not all these things will happen because there's a big year and there's lots ahead. And who knows what things will show up. But I thought it might be nice to set intentions for the coming year in terms of those little things like I'm going to go for a walk on New Year's Day. And then I would go, I'll allow it. So I thought we could do that for each other. Does that sound? It's less hilarious, but I think nice and impactful. Might be hilarious. I don't know.
Or thin-packed full? No. Sorry.
Might have a real positive thin-packed.
Yeah.
So let's do it. Let's set intentions. So
Okay.
you start with whatever you want to start with.
Okay. So on New Year's Day, I'm going to wake up early.
I'll allow it. On New Year's Day, I'm going to go for a walk with my family.
That.
Nice. Keep going.
Okay, on New Year's Day, I'm going to take my dog for a walk.
I'll allow it. Within the first month of the year, I will have reached out to some people I have lost connection with to set up some coffee dates.
I'll allow it. Okay, within the first week, I am going to, I'm going to start my next thing. Should we reveal my next thing?
If you,
Which
we
is
can, if you want to, yeah.
okay. So within the first week of New Year's, I am going to go to a TOPS meeting, which stands for Take Off Pounds Sensibly. And it's kind of a support groupish sort of thing, and I'm going to do that.
I'll allow it. I'm excited about that, by the way. We'll talk about that more in our next episode. I'm going to this year, let's see, sometime in the next month, I'm going to do my PT, get back into a PT regimen so I can get back into the gym. I've been physically unable to exercise for a couple of months and I'm stir crazy, but my body has to play catch up now. So, I'm going to get back into my PT exercises so that I can get back into the gym is the intention.
I'll allow it.
Nice.
I'm going to, and this sounds so basic, I am going to take all my medications at the allotted times.
I'll allow it. I'm going to be forgiving of myself when I slip this year.
Oh, I'll allow it. I am going to try to get less out of my head and more when I start thinking about something negative, to just research some way to fix it instead of getting bogged down.
I'll allow it. I'm going to keep doing this podcast
I'll allow it. Please do that.
Listeners,
I'm begging. Please.
listeners, your turn. You say something and then we'll say we allow it. Ready, listeners, your turn. I'll allow it.
I'll allow
Well, a very happy transition from 2019 to 2020 to you, Marjorie, and certainly to you, listeners.
it too. And to you.
Thank you. I'm excited about the coming year.
Me too.
It's a zero year, so it's going to be a big one.
Is a 0 year. That means I get to start at zero. And zero is a good place to start.
I love that. I'll allow it. All right. I'll talk to you in the new year.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoy listening to our little podcast, take a moment today to leave us a review wherever you consume Positive Impact, whether on iTunes, Google Play, or elsewhere. We would love to hear from you. In fact, if you'd like to leave us a message, feel free to visit us at anchor.fm/positivethinpact/message to leave a voicemail, and we may even play it in our next episode.